I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Eugene Chen, who's one of the qualifiers, or one of the 10 contestants for Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, the national contest that'll take place at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in San Diego on Thursday, January 10th from 9:30 to 11, that's Pacific time. And Eugene is a junior at Amadora Valley High School. And Eugene, can you tell us what you're looking forward to in the upcoming competition in January?
I'm just looking forward to hopefully doing well and meeting some other people.
So those people being the contestants, or are you thinking about maybe just a mingling among all the mathematicians that'll be there?
I was thinking more of the contestants.
Do you know any that have qualified?
I don't, but I know some of the people who were there last year.
Mm-hmm. And who were they?
I know Sham.
Oh, Sham Narayan? Yep.
Yeah. I know Richard Spence.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Schneider.
Uh-huh. Now, did you meet them at, for example, the U.S. Olympiad camp, or?
I actually met all of them at different places. I met Sham at Math Counts in 2010. We both went to the national competition and did pretty well there. I met Richard at another math camp, the A-Star Summer Math Camp. And then I met Eric Schneider this past summer at the Summer Program for Applied Rationality and Cognition.
Oh, and now what is that?
That's a summer program in Berkeley hosted by the Center for Applied Rationality. And then they talked a lot about improving human decision-making and avoiding cognitive bias.
That sounds pretty deep.
That was pretty fun.
Good. And actually, both Eric and Sham have qualified this year. Richard graduated, so you'll get to see them again. That's great.
All right, that sounds cool.
Now, Eugene, you have co-founded your own competition. Can you tell people about that?
Yeah, so in 2009, I co-founded the National Internet Math Olympiad with a few other students. And so our competition is online. It's free. And, well, we've been hosting for a while the short answer contest and also some team Olympiad contests. So, for example, our next contest is on November 17th. And our contest is totally free, and basically what we're trying to do is provide students with more competition opportunities and for our team contest, a venue for students to collaborate, since we know that there's not that many open collaboration-type team competitions.
Will they be in the same room collaborating, or are they collaborating, you might say, electronically?
For the team contest, they could actually do both. Most of our teams, especially ones who do well, seem to meet in person since the communication is a lot more convenient that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing in our rules that prevent teams from being from all around the nation.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like those video games where you see people playing when they're collaborating.
Yeah, I don't think it's as fun though.
Well, yeah, don't say that, Eugene. What is the website for that?
Our website is internetolympia.org.
Right, very straightforward. So that was in 2009. Has it picked up steam over the years? Get more participants?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot more participants lately, actually. So we had a competition in September, and we had almost 100 participants.
Oh, nice going. Congratulations. You plan to use, if you won $5,000, you were thinking of using some of that to help fund the competition.
Yeah. Right now, I'd say our business model is not self-sustainable. So we need to figure out a way to supply prizes
mm-hmm.
without injecting money all the time.
Right, Eugene. Well, that's good. So, Eugene, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really.
That's Eugene Chen, who's a junior at Amadora Valley High School and one of the 10 contestants in the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place in San Diego at the Joint Mathematics Meetings. Eugene, thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck with your competition.
Thank you.